We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and joining me is Brandon C. Price riding Sidecar tonight, and we are thrilled to welcome in studio Rashada Dewan, who I learned about on Monday because she was covered. There was a story on CBS News Local. They were talking about, you know, what are people doing in neighborhoods? We all keep talking about there's all this violence. We're all very, you know, it's a national story. It's an international story. Well, what are you doing about it, Chicago? Rashada Dewan has stepped up, and there are a lot of people in the community who are stepping up, and she wants to bring attention to the fact that there are people who are living and loving and singing in neighborhoods we all wanted to dismiss. Rashada, how are you doing tonight?
I am so fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
And I don't mean to say that we want to dismiss, but don't you get that feeling that the fact that there were news outlets that refused to come and cover the story because they were afraid, but they will come when there's violence.
Yes.
To cover the aftermath, yes. But not what happens in the in-between.
Well, you know what? This is what I feel about that. It's a very human thing. I don't want to make the producers of...
I'm teasing you. You're right.
You're
taking the high road. They go low, you go high.
That's what Auntie Michelle teaches us.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a very human reaction. And, you know, I had friends who were just like, ooh, you going where? I mean, I'm in neighborhoods and they're like, you going to what neighborhood next? Ooh, you know, so it's human. We all have those fears. It's just that you got to kind of have to come back with the human spirit too and say, try to be there. And guess what? You'd be surprised. You know, it's not really as violent as you think.
What neighborhood did you start with? And you're doing this every day for 15 days?
Every day, right. Oh, I have 3 more days left. Thank you, Lord. when I started this, I really didn't. It wasn't no, like, real master plan. I really just went with my spirit. And I'm like, okay, I can do 15 days. And it's right before the school year. My daughter's going to school, so I can do all of this before I ship her off. And it was great. So I live in South Shore. And I said, I have to go. I have to start at home first.
Right.
So I did the first couple of days in South Shore. We've gone to Austin, which has the highest homicide rate in the city. We've been to Inglewood. Today we were at Humble Park. We've just been all over the city, and the love has just been amazing. But see, I knew it was there. I just wanted to get everybody else to know Chicago is beautiful.
Well, you're getting hugs. You're getting tears,
yep,
from people who feel, yep, like we're not being abandoned. Here's somebody who's coming and reaching out to us.
That's right.
Somebody who has had success. You are a talented, successful actress. You have your own company.
Thanks.
And we're so proud to have you in the studio. And I hope that we develop a relationship and have you back, you know, to talk about whatever you have coming up.
Oh,
Brandon
anytime.
C. Price and I started this way. You know, it's a passion for what we do and what we want to, it's somewhat of a call for action.
Yeah.
Whether it's at an emotional level or at a civic level. But Brandon is also a musician. He is a better singer than I can't sing. So when I started watching some of those folks grabbing the microphone, I had my own panic attack of like, cause and beautiful days you've had, by
yes,
the way. Today, at least it cooled off a little too.
The sun, it's like the sun always finds us. It will be like a big cloud and then it'll be like a little shimmer of rain and then it'll just wipe on past.
And what did you do? So the first day you go out there into your neighborhood in South, mm-hmm, Shore, and you just set up a microphone and a music stand and to start belting it out.
Amp. And I have friends Black Ensemble gave me, you know, a little music stand. And I got another stand from my friend Maurice, who's a member at Apostolic Church of God. He came out and saw, oh, you need that? Then my amp went out and he let me borrow one of his. It was like everyone just came together. And this is the one thing I want to say. Every neighborhood, there is always one person that holds that block down that's like, you need me to help you every time.
Really?
So now I don't even say anything. I just wait. And then they always come and go, can I help you with something? And you want me to set up? And they'll warn me, you okay? Now, ain't nobody going to mess with you because I'm here with you, all right? You going to sing?
Oh, really?
Sing every single time. It's always love from the beginning.
That's what you're trying to establish.
Yes.
Is that there is love.
Yes.
That we are not we're not to be used as a political ping pong.
No. If you're authentic to the hood will be authentic to you. And that's the thing. I don't like to broadcast publicly every place that I'm going either.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people, especially on Facebook, where I'm really vocal about this. People know I can sing. So they're like,
yes, you can.
You know, where's you going next? Or, oh, I want to go and do that. And I'm like, you know what? I want this to be for the people in that community. So I'll let you know the day before, and then maybe if you can, real quick, come through. But this is a surprise for those residents.
Right.
You know, and I tell them, I don't want anything from you but your love. And if you do donate, it goes to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I really care about that.
What got you involved in NAMI?
There's a friend of mine named Kelvin Roston who is doing Jackie Wilson right now at Black Ensemble Theater. He did a Donny Hathaway story, and that he had partnership with NAMI for that. And that's how I found out about NAMI. But I'm a psych major. I went to Florida A&M University. So I really, really, really am passionate about mental health. And NAMI just has a plethora of information online about everything from basic. If you're stressed, if you have a friend who's going through a mental illness, what do you do? It's those types of basic things so we can end the stigma of mental illness. Because really, at the root of violence, it's usually some type of hurt. It's usually some type of anger. And people just feel misunderstood. So if you get a handle on what do I do if I'm really kind of starting to have a mental breakdown, well, you can get help. And it's not bad. You're not crazy. Everybody has those moments, you know.
And do you think, because my husband and I have been talking about this, that it is that the go-to is violence, mm-hmm. the problem solving, the, you know, getting into an altercation that mm-hmm. escalates, that the resolution now becomes so much, you know, quicker to reach for a gun.
Mm, retaliate, yeah.
To retaliate.
Well, yeah. That's because people are angry.
Yeah.
They're angry about a lot of stuff. And what happens with mental illness is psych 101, the layers of anger. You know, the root of it is sadness. And so if you've been deprived and deprived and deprived from your family and from your friends and then from your neighborhood and then from your alderman and then from the government, it's just like from the schools, from your mentors, from the person who owned the store on the corner. I mean, everybody, it just seems to come down on you. Well, eventually you're going to implode and usually explode. And that's what's happening.
And it can become contagious too and generational.
Sure.
Because this is something that's happened, I think, historically in neighborhoods where the city has isolated entire communities mm-hmm. and strangled them when it comes to economic growth and
yes.
education.
Yes.
So when people say, why don't they do something about it? And Brandon and I were talking about that and saying, why aren't those communities out there saying something? But they are. And we just talked about how the media doesn't cover that because yeah. it isn't the story.
That's right. And it's not, you know, it's not sensationalized like that. You know, it
right.
doesn't get people like, ooh, you know, a knee jerk reaction. And that's, I get it. You know, news has now unfortunately become entertainment.
Right.
And so it's funny because I tell my friends, if you want to see me on the media, well, ask them. Tell them, hey, you know, our good friend Harmony.
Yes.
You know, she
was the one tagged me.
The one, and I mean, other friends, they've tagged their. If you ask or tell these producers what you want, they'll give it to you. But if you only talk through views, then they're going to go with that. And I can't blame them. You
right.
know, that's the business.
Right.
Of it.
The clicks. It's all clickbait.
That's right.
But
yes.
don't you get a great. I mean, I completely agree. And it's
yeah.
a darn shame. And you'd love to see a news outlet or one of these 24-hour cycles or one of those things pop up with good, like this honor quest of information and news, because you feel good when you see good
yeah,
things.
You do.
I just don't think they're willing to risk the dip in ratings that I believe would be temporary. Because right now I'm just like, oh, this is so cool. And NAMI is not only so great at supporting people with mental illness, but their family and friends classes and programs are so
yes.
incredible. And so many of those coping skills have to come from the world around
yes.
you too. And to tie this like educational thing with mental illness and use it in this fun and inventive way that you're doing. Like, I can't imagine that other people wouldn't. I mean, you're talking about finding the good in people, and I can't imagine other people wouldn't like chill bump with happiness. And it just makes
exactly.
me so mad, because I do believe that most of the news cycles just won't take the risk, because they know the violence will get the ratings.
I am happy to announce that my little segment on CBS, the first people to come out and you know, take the story, is the second highest rated social media.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So,
and where
yes.
can people find? I know I've posted it on my Facebook page. Where else can people
post? Go to CBS.
CBS.com.
Chicago.
CBS
yeah.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great, too. And I know that she also, the reporter, did some Facebook Live video
she
as well.
She did 20 minutes of it just
yeah.
sitting out there. Same thing. ABC came today. I mean, it's happening.
Yes.
You just have to see. But if I wasn't willing to take the risk of doing something that could be seen as quite radical, what would they have to show?
Right.
So, I mean, let me take that back, because Chicago residents are doing something. So maybe it's just more of us getting out there
right.
and doing using the social media platform or.
Right.
You
take the first step.
Yeah.
I think what I would love to see, and what I think like a lot of people just stop at that exact phrase, like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can post about it. I can throw up a like and I can tell my friend, but I've never, you know what I mean? I've not experienced that. And I'm not an activist with my entire life. I just wish we as a population could come up with actionable steps. Mm. Because like if you give me a concept, I'm like, that's great, but now I have to do so much critical thinking to solve it in any, like not just specifically this, but in anything.
Yeah.
And obviously that list is not easy, or I think someone would come up with it. Like, these are the things we can do. But to see those things, I mean, again, like tie it back to NAMI, like you get these actionable steps, like here's, you know, you realize, you talk, you communicate, you start to develop coping skills. And that is the way you break down things for people. And I think I wish we could give that to the entire world, whether they are in those neighborhoods or up here on the other side or wherever they are.
Yeah.
And so we could all take action together.
I mean, NAMI has it on their website. They have all of their pamphlets on their website, these step-by-step things you can do if you're having a mental breakdown right then. Mm-hmm. Like, they have pamphlets for the African-American community, the white community. Like, they literally have done the work.
For sure.
So it's really up to us to kind of go out there and try to utilize what's out there for us to use. But we got to know. Awareness is the first step, I think, to any process of change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the more we do this stuff, the more people really will start to be like, what's going on?
Right. And how can I participate?
Yeah.
And how, I mean, the kind of reaction that I saw on the CBS logo has to have been happening over and over again in the neighborhoods you've gone to, the hugs, the tears.
The tears. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for, where were we? We were on 63rd and Kedzie. And literally when I sang the first song, this woman got off the bus and just stopped and saw me and listened and just started bawling. And I was like, oh, man. And then she went underneath her breath to say, you know, sometimes it's just so much. My family puts so much on me and I'm trying. And you just go through the day. We all go through that, carrying stuff and not having any place to really let it out. And that's what she felt. So I was glad that I was there. And then another person that same day, you know, did it as well. One Hispanic woman came and just sat her children on the sidewalk, like for 20 minutes. And just, I was like, see, this is another thing that's blowing my mind, is that as much as we're talking about different cultures of right now in this time, this has been universal. I mean, it's transcended cultural boundaries. It's touched, I mean, from Hispanic, you know, the diverse population we have in Chicago, it's touched everybody. And that's really been great. Even if you don't speak much English, they'll come by and just stand there.
Oh, music is music.
Yeah.
It touches your heart.
Yes.
We are talking to Rashada Dewan, who has taken Karaoke for Peace to neighborhoods throughout the Chicago area. She is on her 12th day.
Yes.
13th, 14th, and 15th. 15th on Saturday.
Yes.
Karaoke for Peace. You can go hashtag Karaoke for Peace on Twitter, on Facebook. Follow her adventures. We're going to talk to her a little bit more. She'll stay with us.
Absolutely.
After the news. And Brandon C. Price joined us as well. And we've been talking about NAMI. That's NAMI.org for more information. The National Alliance on Mental Illness. Find out what the warning signs are. Find out if you need help or if there's someone in your life that can use some help. My new favorite person in the world tonight, Rashada Dewan. Rashada Dewan has been bringing Karaoke for Peace to the neighborhoods of Chicago, hardest hit by violence. And I asked her if she would sing for us, and she will, because I want you to know what beautiful voice she is bringing to the men and women, the kids who really need some beauty in their lives. The best thing that's ever happened to me. Here is Rashada Dewan.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind. The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. I guess you could say that it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason, oh, there might be, you'll be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
By the way, people really stop in groups like that. Look, there are people applauding on the street. That's Rashada Dewan, and she is bringing her music and she's inviting others to share their music. That's really the thing that you're doing too. I mean, you brought those people to a stop. I mean, and I don't even know, there weren't even people on Michigan Avenue. I don't know where they came from. They like came up the stairs. They came out of buildings.
Hear us. Yeah. So I just thought they came up and like, she is emoting so hard right now, and they're just watching this brilliant silent movie.
Yes.
And,
yes, she was breaking through that glass with the just amazing voice. You grew up in South Shore, or where'd you grow up?
I grew up on 79th and State. Went to grammar school at Ruggles and then Beasley Academic Center.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to Curie High School.
And Beasley Academic Center, was that more like an options program? Is it when you say academic center?
Beasley Academic Center at the time was a magnet program.
Okay.
And I think they're still a magnet school right on State Street. So.
And then you went to Curie,
mm-hmm.
which I think I saw in your bio was at the time sort of a performing arts school.
Yes, it was.
And what is it now? Is it more vocational?
Yeah, it's
in transition. The city's always getting their fingers in there.
They put a new name on it now. And I mean, we really had very strong music programs at Curie. We had very strong drama programs. I mean, it was known for performing arts. That's why I went.
And you started out as a singer, but then became drawn to performing as an actress as well?
I did. Here's how that happened. So in high school at Curie, I was in advanced girls chorus, and I'll never forget, there was the Curie Gospel Choir. They were restarting and they had auditions. And a slew of us, we were just all gung-ho for gospel choir. And my advanced girls chorus teacher, Miss Butler, bless her.
She said,
if any of my students are in gospel choir, I'm going to fail you. And we were like,
what?
Why? Well, because the style of singing is so different. So she was like, you all are too young to know how to change your voice, your technique to support what we're doing here versus what you're doing there. So classical has more of a upper mask register versus gospel is very bottom heavy and chest.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, as an adult now, I can manipulate that. But as a child, you know, she was just not for it. And all of us, I said, oh, if you're going to fail me, I'm changing majors. How about that? And so I changed majors and into like dance and drama.
Oh, and how did you like the change?
It was absolutely amazing. Then I did Dream Girls in high school, and I was Dina, and that just started me on a whole nother different path. So Florida A&M, I majored in psychology, and I minored in theater to make my parents happy.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. Which one was to make your parents happy, the theater or psychology?
The psychology.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. So you got to pick the major, probably.
Yeah. We had to do a split, like, desire here. Like, okay, you know what? I will major in something that can get me a job, and then I'll minor in something that I just really love.
But they also lend a lot to each other as well.
Yeah, you combined them.
Yes.
I had no clue at all until here I am in front of like a 1,000-seat theater doing The Lion King, and I could just feel how to shift the character with the different audiences from state to state. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. I can feel that.
Right. So, you have that sort of, you have that arsenal and that information at your fingertips. Well, that you're, you know, in your core to be able to just vacillate between all
that
of that.
That was not the plan.
And why Florida? Well, Florida A&M?
Let's see. Yes. I was definitely the kid who wanted to get as far away from home as I possibly could.
Uh-oh.
And Florida was that for me. And also Florida A&M said, listen, your ACT, I think that's the test you take.
Yeah.
Your scores are a little below what we accept, but we'll take you in the summertime, and then you can just go. And I said, okay.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Plus, you didn't have snow for 4 years.
Oh, yeah, but then it was horrible rain weather, you know.
Florida's its own terrible
weather. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Plus Florida.
Absolutely. It's like the newscast is like, and then there's Florida.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. There's a reason that's where alligators live.
Yo, seriously, it's like it's two temperatures every day. You definitely have to plan for it. So.
I feel like they want to talk to us, but I can't. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can. The women are this is security. Can we hear? Ladies, did you want to say something? Hello, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Hi, were you waving hi? Oh, are you training somebody? Hi, how's it going?
New person.
They're a new person. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when you, what brought you back to Chicago? Did you always know you were going to come back to Chicago after college?
Yeah, I did. I knew, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do once I graduated. And so my dad was like, well, we'll give you about a year to figure it out. And then I just, I became a social worker or case manager at Community Mental Health Council. Oh, it's no longer with us, but it was one of the best training grounds I could have ever been in.
Well, and you're getting in there and dealing with families one-on-one at a level. Were you prepared for the kind of situations that the people were?
No, I didn't know anything about transference and counter-transference and how you could be helping someone through a situation, and then once they leave, you now have
residual
those same feelings. Oh my gosh, right. Had no idea until it really happened to me. And thank goodness, though, it was like a comprehensive wholeness program. So you had the case managers, then you had the therapist, and then you had the psychiatrist. And so we were all kind of there for each other on a team. And that's how I really started. You know, this is funny. You don't really know how your steps are really ordered as you're moving through life. Mm-hmm. But the more I grow and learn and live, it's like all these things seem to be so connected. Because now here I am doing this Karaoke for Peace project, and it's so tied to wellness and psychology and therapy. And I'm like, this is so cool. I didn't know. And I'm an actress, so I just didn't know any of this stuff until
we're all making it up as we go.
Yeah, I think the best way to make God laugh is to make a plan.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's like, oh, look at you. You're cute.
Yeah. Let me show you what I had in mind.
So you came back to Chicago and took on a position as a social worker, and at the same time kept open the door and the possibility of pursuing acting and singing.
That's right. I had my first theater, professional theater job at ETA, Creative Arts Foundation, on the south side of Chicago in the children's show. And then from there, my friends said, hey, let's go to Black Ensemble. And so I went to Black Ensemble, and then it's like the rest was just history. So I'm thankful for Jackie Taylor. I'm thankful for Renako Jahi. I mean, these are just theater legends here that mentor me, and I'm so grateful for them.
Oh, off the air, I'll ask you if you ever worked with Cheryl and Bruce, but not on the air.
Okay.
I've talked openly about Cheryl and Bruce, but that's okay.
All I know is good things. Yeah. Let me say that.
Then never mind. She was an instructor at UIC. She's incredibly talented.
Yes, didn't she play
Hillary
Clinton?
Knows it. Huh?
Didn't she play Hillary Clinton at Victory Gardens?
Oh, she may have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't follow her career after the emotional scarring.
Oh, no.
But
which we're clearly going to talk about off air.
No, it's she knows. There's letters to the university already, so they're still on file.
Still bones in the hallway.
But huh? I let things go. I'm very good about it. Yeah.
I see.
No residual.
Absolutely
no transference.
Oh,
no. Mm-hmm. I've worked through all that. I probably should go to NAMI.org.
There's a pamphlet for that.
Micro and macro aggressions, is that on there?
Oh,
complete denial, and you.
Yes. We are talking to Rashada Dewan, who has taken her beautiful voice and talent and passion for people, I think, is really what we're talking about. Wanting those individuals who are hardest hit by violence to know that they're not forgotten, that they are loved. And we're going to talk to her more about that. I want to find out what started this, really, if there was a catalyst. More after this on 720 WGN. That was a tease. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Rashada Dewan, who is taking music to the streets, Karaoke for Peace, and neighborhoods hardest hit by violence. You know, we nationally, internationally, people talk about, well, Donald Trump's giving speeches about how, you know, he could fix it. By the way, Rashada, what did you think of that when he said he could fix the, he had talked to a police officer who had a solution. And so they're just going to keep it a secret, apparently. Oh,
you know, it's important for me throughout this process to only take in good stuff.
Yes. Okay, so only good things. Congratulations on your Jeff nomination.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
You just found out today?
I did.
Congratulations.
Well, last night.
Last night.
Yeah, last night.
Very cool. And what was the performance?
For Dynamite Divas at Black Ensemble for Gladys Knight.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Very cool.
Yay.
When are the awards? We want to know. We want to know the results. We okay. Know that you're going to win.
Now listen, this is what I will say, because they have three of the four women nominated, and then all of the dope people at Second City for this show called A Red Line Runs Through It, which mm-hmm. I saw, and Lisa Beasley is amazing. But Sherry Addison, I am going to shout you out, girl, but she was Aretha Franklin. And I mean, shut the house down every single night. So I got to say that if I don't win, I won't be upset, because I know Sherry Addison deserves that thing. I'm going to say it.
It's Sherry and Rashada, Aretha and Gladys.
For real. I'll take that. I'll take it.
I think even Gladys would take that.
Yes. Look, if Gladys heard Sherry, she'd say, okay.
All right. That's all good. What inspired you to take to the streets and bring music and love and kindness to neighborhoods that are the most distraught?
Well, I will say that the Baton Rouge and Dallas incidents, you know, I really don't watch the news a lot. And when news finds me, it really finds me. I mean, because it has to be impactful to the world if it finds me, because I don't look for it. And I remember seeing so much about it. And then when I saw the guy and the police officers, and I went to sleep and I had a nightmare that something was happening. And I woke up and said, okay, this is ridiculous. And it's gotten to the point where I feel so hopeless as a citizen of this nation. And I was like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of there. It can't be okay for me to now hear of someone being killed without justice by a police officer. And I'm like, I don't even want to hear about it. That can't be okay. So I decided, what can I do? And I prayed, God, what can I do with my gifts to specifically do something about my home? I recently did Aida at the Muni in St. Louis, and I was getting my hair braided for the show, and on the news was another violent crime about Chicago. And the woman braiding my hair was like, oh, it's so bad there. And I just teared up because I was like, that's my home, you know? And I was like, I'm going to do something about it. So I'm going to take it to the people exactly where they are, because I know that I make people feel good with my voice, and they need to feel good.
And you have touched people. And I know tonight, I hope that people can open their hearts and their minds to, you know, what can they do too? What's calling you? And it can't be okay, whether it's this or something else going on. When you were talking about, you know, people react with violence because they're angry, but there are people who are reacting toward other things because they're angry. They're drawn to things because they're angry. And sometimes we do have to say, well, what can I do? What am I doing to alleviate that? Whether it's seeking help or doing something to make my life better, to make the lives of those around me better.
Absolutely.
Or just even easier. It doesn't have to be better, you know, and not make. It sounds like, you know, what can I do to help?
Yes. And I think it takes even a moment of honesty with self. Mm-hmm. First, I had to go, okay, what do I believe? Do I know what my gifts are? That you'll be surprised that one question alone is really scary to a lot of people, because we are used to running this kind of like rat race of just being in our everyday and just getting by. Can we pay our bills? Can we just do the little amenities that we like? And we're just finding ourselves on routine, and we haven't really tapped into, we might be so far away from what we're really purposed to do that we don't pay attention that we're not doing it until we realize we're just not happy. Mm-hmm. And then you end up quitting, and then you're scared, and now you're like, what do I do? Well, you can always stop and go, what do I love? I used to ask people when I worked at that mental health council, I would say, what would you do for free? Whatever you would do for free, that is really your purpose. Now, I'm not saying, you know, go not have a job.
Right.
But tap into that and do more of it. If you like to paint, if you really just love doing taxes, there's some people that really love that, you know. But I'm like, if you really love that, man, go teach some kids how to do this real quick. Because somebody taught me in high school, I don't do my own taxes, but, you know, bless my teacher who taught us. And it's just that. If you can get into what would you do for free and do that over and over and over again, get really good and confident at it, you'd be surprised at what kind of ideas would come to you that you can give out.
And you also mentioned that you don't watch the news. I think there is something to the idea, maybe not the news, but the shutting down one thing that's causing extra clutter in your day, something that detracts you from doing what you're talking about, from going out and teaching someone or doing something that you love. You know, is there 5 minutes that you're taking out on Facebook or, you know, watching television that you can do something else?
Sure.
Start with 5 minutes. Go to 10 minutes.
Yeah, take a minute. I mean, listen, we all want to go to the gym. You know, we all want to just go and get pretty and all of that. But it's like, all right, that same time that you invest into your body to exercise and to get a center, take also some time to just breathe and go, am I happy with this? What can I be doing outside of just the physical to get well?
Right.
You know, and then share that. Share it. If you do that, I'm telling you, my vision is, you know, at the end of these Karaoke for Peace circles on the corners, we do prayer circles at the end with the residents, and everybody circles up. And the idea is, man, every time we do this, the circle gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm, of course.
What if it just got big enough to, like, encompass this entire city? What if it did that?
Right.
You know, who knows? And I'm like, I know it may sound preposterous. I know that. But it's not above me. I feel like anything can happen through Christ. And that's just me personally. If you don't, you can believe in whatever you want to believe in. It's no judgment. I don't believe in none of that. But if it makes you feel good and happy, because this is another part I don't get. I mean, I know we're in a climate right now of politics where people are liking different things. And it's funny how anger makes some people feel good. I don't know what that's about. But if it's anger that you're really feeling like, yeah, I like to speak out and call people names because I want some type of retribution, or I want to speak out because no one wants to tell the truth. It's like, but does that make other people feel good? If it doesn't make other people feel good, mm-hmm. is it really good?
At what cost?
Yeah. If it makes me feel violent towards you, then maybe you should ask, is that the best thing? Or let's, because somebody said on one of the ABC feeds or CBS feeds, it's going to take more than that. And I said,
yeah,
it is.
It is.
It is. So we start right here. What else can I do? Yes. What else can you do?
Yes.
And there you go.
It's going to take more than that. Okay, so I guess I don't do this. What is?
Well, if it's hard, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that emotions like that, fear and anger and those initial responses, they become conditioning. And the yeah. more they happen, the more your body is physically addicted to that feeling. There's like this subconscious yes. Return of investment for feeling that way. And it just perpetuates and gets harder and harder absolutely. To get out of that cycle. It's heroin, it's alcohol, it's cigarettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just the same way. And I think absolutely, you force a human connection, you force a musical note into somebody's face, like, what an because you have to kill with kindness. You cannot come in that way. You cannot come in defensive or angry, or you are, again, you just add into the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just smack anger in the face with a little, like with, like I said, like song and literally human connection, there's a reason baseball teams high five every single play.
Mm.
Because human connection physically is proven to elevate, to raise the mood, to connect with your people around you. That's real. Why you see it in sports all the time.
I've never
they all
even
do
thought
it.
About that.
They all touch every time, and there's science behind it. And you're talking about a prayer circle
yep.
circling up. It doesn't matter if everybody in that circle believes something different.
Yep.
That physical connection, that human connection, we can all believe in, we can all feel in the same way.
Absolutely.
What do you, go high five. Do you want to high five each other? There it is. Oh, that felt good for me. Even.
I was waving at that guy, just so you know. That wasn't a really awkward attempt at a high five. And I'm glad we did. I feel better about
it. I forced it. I forced the high five.
I feel better about it.
I just want you to know.
We'll do a hug afterwards.
I'm very cool.
Now, in basketball, they smack you on your booty. Yeah. I don't know if I want to do that part.
Good game.
What do you want people to know about the neighborhoods that you're visiting, that you're bringing Karaoke for Peace? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that there's love there. Yeah. I know that the violence is real. I get that. I get it. And I'm sure that the people who do it have in their own minds, they have a reason. Okay. Whether it's protection, whether it's retaliation, whether it's whatever, but there is love there. There really is a peace there with those people. And the truth of the matter is we all want the same things. I'm from the South side. I went to the West side twice and they all were like, you from the South side? Well, you know, Chicago, especially in the African-American community, we have a thing that's like, we on the South side, but she on the South side. You on the West side, she on the West side. And I'm like, every time I go over there, it's so beautiful. The people have so much personality. They have so much love and support. They always want to be around. And I'm like, man, I've been staying on my side for what all this time?
Right.
So it's like, I want people to know it's love all around, North side, West side, South side, East side. We're really all one mm-hmm. if we just come together.
This is your town. This is your city. These are your neighbors.
These are our family. I call everybody aunt, uncle, cousin, sister, brother. Mm-hmm. We're all together.
Rashada, where can people get more information about the work that you do and your performances?
Hashtag Karaoke for Peace on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or www.rashadadawan.com. That's RASHADADAWAN.
And we look forward to having you back. We have to do a couple selfies before you go, if you
don't
mind.
Let's do it. I'm down.
And yeah, let's have you back very soon and okay. continue the conversation. And also, we've been talking about NAMI, NAMI.org, for more information about mental illness and what you need to do to find out about the warning signs to help yourself and others. Thank you, Rashada.
God bless y'all.
We're talking about Trump next, so you know you don't want to stay for that.
I'm out.